Well, effectively, if we're going to get recruiting and retention right for the Army, then sport is quite an important part of that, and it's part of our offer. And therefore, if you're going to use that as part of the offer for recruiting and retention, I think you've got to be able to have a programme which allows our soldiers and officers to achieve their ambitions and their aspirations. So that fundamentally means that you've got to develop grassroots and then have a talent management system which allows you to select the best people and progress them up through unit level to formation level, to corps level, to army level, into service level, and then hopefully at the top, national and international. And that's what this is about. And if we can get sufficient numbers on that and be able to demonstrate that back to the nation, then that's good for recruiting, because people can see that there is a path in the army where you can have a full military career and also pursue your sport. So that's really what we're about.
That's the third year we're into now of the programme, and many army personnel have already reached GB talent, such as the army boxers and other nations as well. But what's the real key message of this scheme of getting more to the top of the sport?
In pure numbers, I think success can be measured quite easily, in as much as, I think, you know, I spoke to you about 12 months ago, we'd got about 120, 130 athletes representing their sport at national level. Well, we're just under 190 now, and I think the success that we've been able to achieve with the English Institute of Sport, the Talented Athletes Scholarship Scheme, and UK Sport has meant that where we focused resources, and by that I mean strength and conditioning coaches, nutrition and all that sort of stuff, we've seen even greater success. So the boxing team's a really good example. I mean, we've had an unprecedented 12 months, really, and we've now got 9 national-level champions in the Army boxing team. Well, that's really impressive, and is looking good for the Commonwealth Games next year. We've had a similar sort of success with the shooters, where, again, we've been able to put a load of individuals together and expand resource on them as a group. Strength and conditioning again, nutrition again, psychological development and resilience training as well, and that's delivering success. We've got 3 of our shooters who are about to go to Australia to do the Commonwealth Games trialing system. So again, you know, that's national level. That's really good. And that is just through targeted resource, the right people at the right time. And what we're trying to do now, and why we've got the English Institute here and UK Sport here and TAS here, is demonstrate back to them that we're well worth their investment. So the Army is doing its bit, and I think they've seen the level of success we've achieved and are very happy to give us more resources.
As well as the resources, obviously there's money there as well. Does it all come just from UK Sport, or is the Army Sports Lottery pumping money into it as well?
The money for the elite programme actually comes back from a windfall after the Olympic Games in 2012, where I think everyone will recall that G4S were required to provide security, and for whatever reasons at the last minute, we were helping them out by providing soldiers. And so Defence was given some money as a gift from G4S as a result of that. The Army's share of that was 1.4 million quid. That was banked, and that was decided in 2014 to be used for the Army Elite Sport Programme. Now that's going to run out. So what I'm doing is effectively looking at how we're going to resource through the National Lottery by getting people onto national government body programmes. Because if they're in the National Government Body Programme, it's funded by the National Lottery. In the interim, and supporting our soldiers and officers to give them a chance to get there, I'll find money from the Army Sports Lottery.
How is it the talent is spotted? How do you get them onto the programme? Someone that's sitting now in the Army say, I'd love to be doing this, but how do they get on this scheme?
There's 2 aspects to that. The first one is assessing what talent we've already got, and a lot of that information comes in through our own sports secretaries, who have a function in life with me of identifying the talent, and if they're good enough, we link them into then the national governing bodies and let them have a look at our individuals. But the other way is doing phase one assessments. So we've got a programme now with English Institute of Sport where we're going up to Sandhurst and we're going in and doing assessments of officer cadets. We're doing the same at phase one up at Harrogate for soldiers and trying to identify kids who probably didn't understand the natural talent that they've already got and probably have never had an opportunity to play a particular sport. So we're saying, right, okay, here's a good example for you, Richard. We found a young guy up at Harrogate who was 6'1" and a bit gangly, but his wingspan, when we measured it, was 13 centimetres longer than his height. So guess what? He's now in a rowing programme. And it's things like that where, he's a lad from Grimsby, never been in a boat in his life. Certainly rowing, he might have been fishing. And now he's got an opportunity to be on a national programme which is going to develop him as an oarsman. And it's that sort of thing. It's doing some assessments and we work out what talent we've got.
And we've been talking about potential boxers into the Commonwealth and other shooters that possibly in the Commonwealth next year. You've got 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Have you got any figures in mind of number of athletes from the Army you'd like to see their podium places as well?
We've We've tried not to give it figures, because as soon as I declare a figure, I'm bound to get it wrong. But what we're sort of hoping for, Commonwealth Games next year, we're sort of hoping for maybe between 6 and 12. And Winter Olympics next year, we're hoping for 2. And then the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, we're again hoping for possibly 2, if not 3. And as I say, I think we're at early stages with all this. And the original target for the programme that was initiated in 2014 was Tokyo. That was given a 6-year progression. But it's only getting better. It's only getting bigger. And we're only getting more support from TAS and English Institute of Sport and the others, because they can see the talent, the natural talent that we have from the type of people that we recruit and hold in the army.